Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Beyond the Filter podcast. I'm Alexis.
And I'm Paulina.
And today we're sharing our hot takes.
Ooh, controversial.
Mm-hmm.
We have hot takes like every episode. So now we're making it its own episode.
I don't know. Do we like just get into it?
Yeah, I don't feel like we have any pop culture updates because we talked about the Please, Please, Please music video. We talked about the Boy Is Mine music video. It's been pretty slow, I think.
Like, business has been slow. Yeah. Justin Timberlake got arrested.
Yeah. Insane.
That was crazy.
Did you see his mugshot?
Why was it so, like, clear?
I know people were like, this is better than, like, my LinkedIn headshot.
Please. Honestly, same, though.
So he got arrested for a DWI, which is in New York, because California doesn't have this. It's driving while intoxicated. In California, it's just a DUI.
Okay, I was going to say, what's the difference?
Yeah, so in some states, it's like two different charges. There's like driving under the influence and then driving while intoxicated. So there's two different ones. Oh. We only have DUI over here. But he got arrested for drinking and driving, and apparently the officer didn't even know who he was.
I thought that was so funny because he was like something about his tour, and the officer's like, probably like, tour? I don't care.
You know? So it was so funny because I think when he got arrested, he was like, oh, this is so bad for the tour. And then the officer was like, what tour? Because they thought like he was just a drunk guy just talking. Yeah. He's like, my world tour. And he was like, okay, drunkie.
Yeah. He's like, shut up now.
He's like, you're losing it.
I know. The officer probably just thought he was some like average like guy.
And also after even hearing his name, still didn't know who he was.
That's so funny.
Like, do you live under a rock? It's Justin Timberlake.
I'm like, at least I know of him.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if I was a cop, like, I would at least know like of him.
Oh, I thought you meant like you don't really know him that well.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't like be knowing all his songs, but I feel like Justin
Timberlake.
How many
do you think you can name? Ooh. Go. Try. What? You can name like at least five.
Something. The Mirror.
Yeah.
Mirrors.
Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
Sexy Back.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's it? Really? Rock Your Body.
Oh. Okay, I do know that one.
Cry Me a River.
No. The hell is that one?
The one about Britney Spears.
Oh my God, really?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I only know Sexy Back, Mirrors.
The Troll song he has was kind of a banger.
Oh, yeah. That
I forgot what it was called.
Yeah. Okay, wait. Let me look up his like most streamed on Spotify.
It has to be Sexy Back.
There's like no way. I feel like he's also been...
Summer Love? No. Oh my God. It's because I don't remember the timeline. It's in between Johnny Depp and Justin Timberlake, but one of those was my first crush. I'm pretty sure it was Justin Timberlake.
Oh, Can't Stop the Feeling?
Oh yeah. I love that song.
Okay.
That was he was my crush in like third grade. So I used to love Justin Timberlake. Now he's controversial. Hot take. There we go.
There we go. We're already getting
on theme.
I'm not going to lie. I think Sexy Back, The Trolls won.
And the Trolls one.
And Mirrors are like the only... Like,
oh, the guy from Trolls?
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, that's awkward. Wow, he's ranked 88th on Spotify, which is like kind of low.
Suit and Tie?
Oh, I do know that one.
Until the End of Time, no?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Well, we had different childhoods, I guess.
Who was around for me at that time?
4 Minutes? Isn't that the one where he's like, we only got 4 minutes to save the world? Ever heard that song?
No.
Mm. Oh, well.
When was he, like, popular?
Elementary school for me. That's when I loved him.
Hmm.
When did Sexy Back came out? That was, like, his prime, I think.
Yeah, like...
Well, he was in NSYNC, and then he went solo.
I always get NSYNC and...
Backstreet Boys?
Yeah. Mixed up.
Rock Your Body came out in 2002, so I was 4. I guess I was listening to him when I was 4 years old.
Not the kindergarten age.
Dancing to Rock Your Body.
I grew up on country music, so that's probably why.
No, not
like,
me.
I was listening to like Before He Cheats at like 7.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And like Shania Twain and like all of that.
Oh my God, you're all singing your heart out to the Before He Cheats.
No, literally. Now I get it. Now I get what Carrie was doing with that.
Wait, I can't believe she's been around for that long.
And she, like, hasn't aged.
I was going to say, she looks like she's 30.
I, like, need her leg workout. Have you, like, seen her legs? They're so toned and, like, muscular.
No, but I feel like I envision her just being toned. Like,
yeah.
Just fit.
She's so
stunning. Oh, yeah. Actually, stunning. I saw her at, I saw a video of her at Stagecoach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow. You were like, wow. Whoa. I didn't realize how long she's been around.
She's been around for a hot minute.
Crazy. As she should. But yeah, crazy. He got arrested. Like, when is Jessica gonna
cut the ties?
Yeah, first he was like canoodling with his co-star, which what even movie was that for? That was like 3 years ago.
I forget what movie it was.
Did it come out?
I don't know.
Yeah, there was all that. I don't know. Not a good look.
He's kind of like not doing great lately.
Now TikTok hates him.
I agree
for the Britney Spears stuff. Because apparently when the Britney Spears stuff was like recircling, because now the younger generation, they don't know anything about Britney and Justin early 2000s and like their whole relationship. So now the newer generation is finding it out and basically rehashing everything about how Justin Timberlake is a jerk and like he treated her poorly, blah, blah, blah. No, he did. And then TikTok was like making it a thing again, like it started to resurface. And then he was like, in the middle of a concert, he's like, I'm not gonna apologize for something that happened like 20 years ago. Like, you gotta move on. I was like, ooh. I was like, not in this day and age. You can't say things like that, sir.
He's an awful person for that.
Also, the way that he dresses, it's giving like those old guys that just want to like stay relevant, you know?
Please, like trying to be hip.
With like their Jordans.
Ew! like older millennials.
Yeah, no, that's exactly, he is. What is he, like 40? True.
Yeah, he's in his 40s. Like, yeah. Maybe close to 50.
R.I.P. Justin Timberlake. Justin. Not actually, but. Not well. Yeah. He used to be popular.
Emphasis on use.
With his ramen hair.
Ew, yeah. The frosted tips.
Or the 90s. Yeah.
Gross.
Oop, all right.
Sorry, hit the mic. I'm going to hear that when I edit. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess. Okay. He's a good segue into our hot takes because he's also a hot take.
Yeah, honestly, so true.
Okay, speaking of Gen Z, this is one of my hot takes. So how do I start this? Okay, Gen Z has some questionable fashion choices. Some of the styles these days aren't it. And I can say this because I'm a stylist. So
valid. You have credentials.
I have the credentials. I don't love walking into Urban Outfitters or a garage and seeing things that I gave away in 2003.
No, literally.
You know what I mean? It's like the little mini sequin purses, the satchels.
Yeah.
I don't like seeing that. I don't like seeing the tiny, tiny micro denim skirts and the trucker hats and like the distressed trucker hats and all that stuff. Like, I just, you know, it makes me feel a certain way, but, and I can get past it because I understand like fashion comes back around. What I will not ever be okay with is these hooligans,
twerps,
these twerps, if you will, these rugrats leaving rugrats. Their house with pajama pants. I can't, I cannot stand it.
No, I'm just like picturing my head right now, like these tweens, teens,
teeny boppers, yeah,
in like, okay, just picture this. Okay, their hair are like messy, they have like a black hoodie on oversized with their flannel pajama pants and their Vans.
The flannel pajama pants, it's like, every time
with their JanSport backpacks.
Oh,
and they're standing outside of like Starbucks.
And they're just like on their phone. They're like glued to their phone. Yeah. And just not, I can't. It looks like they just rolled out of bed. Oh,
no, literally.
And then like at the gym, they will wear that exact same outfit with Crocs.
Ew.
Crocs.
That's crusty.
Like, I can't. I can't. It's like, this is going to make me sound like such a boomer. I don't know why I think like this, but I'm 25. But it's like, dress nice for yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That does make you sound like a boomer.
Like, you know, the boomers that are like wearing their little suits.
No, literally.
They just like, go to breakfast.
You need to present yourself well.
I really think so. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I just feel like, also, like, I don't know, when we were in high school, I feel like we weren't allowed to like dress like that unless it was pajama day.
No. So one of my friends, she works at a middle school, and I was talking to her about it. And just because of like this era that we live in where it's like, mm-hmm. we're very sensitive to.
Oh, we're woke.
Yeah, we're woke. You know, like you don't want to offend somebody.
Yeah.
So like dress codes aren't as much of a thing anymore. It's kind of annoying. Apparently. I know. I was like, you know how many times I got sent away for the dumbest things?
No, literally.
Sent away. I was shipped away. I was shipped off.
Like, did you go to jail?
I don't wear my PE clothes around school.
These tweens should go to jail for these pajama pants.
Ridiculous. It's criminal. Mm-mm. Criminal. I hate it. And it's so funny because like Gali, he loves like Gen Z fashion and like respects it so much.
Yeah.
Because he's like, they're onto something. Like they're so in tune with themselves and just like comfort over everything. And he was like, I wish I grew up in this era where I could just leave the house in pajamas all the time. But I'm like, the time that we grew up, the people who left their house in pajama pants were at Walmart. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
And it's like, that was Walmart behavior. Like, mm-hmm. that was a thing. And then there was like the Target behavior, which is like, no, you're wearing your leggings and your Uggs. It's like, yeah. It was different. So now you walk anywhere, it's just pajama pants. Oh, and then they put like gold chains or silver
Ew.
Chains. Ugh. Just leave it for your bed, you know?
Ew.
Leave it for home. I don't need to see what you sleep in. And it's like, do you change? Do you have specific like, pajama pants for the outside?
I refuse to put like outside clothes on my bed.
No, I can't do it Mm-mm. either. I can't. It's gross.
I can't do
it. I don't
mind
like sitting on my couch in outside clothes. Like if I was wearing something and sat down somewhere, mm-hmm. I can't. It's gross.
No.
Maybe it's just because we're old.
We're very like cleanly.
Yeah, because when I was like 15, I was not thinking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's true. I don't think I was thinking about that either.
No. So hot take. I respect them for not caring mm-hmm. about what other people think and just, you know, being comfy, like, you know, props to you.
Yeah.
But I don't get it.
Mm-mm.
Couldn't be me.
No. Mm-mm. That makes the two of us.
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever going to be on board with it. It's not one of those trends where like in 2 years I'll be like, you know what?
You
and then I'll
what?
Give
they
in.
Were on to something.
I don't think
no.
I'm ever going to give in to it.
You're like fully going to be against this for like the rest of your life.
I know I will. And it's so funny because like, you know, growing up, like parents would, or just like grandparents would say things like, oh, like, you know, this may be on trend now, but like when you're older, yeah. you're going to be like, what was I doing?
You're like, no.
And I genuinely feel that way about like a lot of the things that I wore, but I feel like they're going to feel that way about their freaking pajama pants.
I literally like, I can't. Yeah. I can't deal with it.
Nope.
Mm-mm. My hot take, my first hot take. No one cancel me. This is my truth. Freedom of speech. I'm pulling that card right now.
Shut up.
I don't think Beyonce is a good singer.
Oh, you don't think she's a good singer?
I don't get her hype.
Oh.
Okay, wait, let me rephrase.
I was going to say, you got me with that one. I don't agree with you.
I don't think she has good songs. There's something about her that I just don't like, and I don't get the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't see why everyone loves her mm-hmm. that much. However, let me speak my truth. Okay.
This is a safe space.
I don't care for her music. There's like maybe two songs I like.
Yeah.
This country album, I hate it.
I only know the Texas one.
Hate that.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Yeah. But I will say, aside from that, I feel like she's raising her kids, specifically Blue Ivy, like really well compared to Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've seen like little clips of like Beyonce's like documentary or whatever she came out with. And mm-hmm. I feel like Blue Ivy like actually worked hard to like improve her dancing.
Oh, yeah. She was not just going to put her on the stage
and
just because.
It kind of annoys me as much as I love the Kardashians and especially Kimberly that she just paid off these Lion King people at the Hollywood Bowl to stick North in.
Oh, she paid?
Yeah, she paid like, I think her.
I thought it was just like a connection thing.
Her or Kanye or both paid like $2 million.
Oh my gosh.
And
that's so much money.
North was not good. Like,
no,
not
it
to
was
be
terrible.
A hater, but like to be a hater. I'm like,
I'm going to hate on a 10-year-old right now.
Yeah, like, why would you put your kid to like embarrass themselves?
No,
like
it's
that?
So humiliating because yeah. this is a child who is on the internet, like, and she knows mm-hmm. how famous she is, her family yeah. is, whatever. She is going to read these things.
Literally.
I'm sure she has seen the TikToks. I'm sure she's seen tweets like just lived anywhere. Read an article, like there, it's everywhere. Like, that's embarrassing that she put her through that. It was so bad.
It was terrible. It was giving like, I'm just gonna perform in like my family's like living room, like performance.
I saw, I don't remember what I saw, but I saw somebody, oh, it was the Basement Yard, the podcast. They were talking about it, and one of them legitimately thought it was a school play.
Please.
And so he was like, because it was giving that.
Yeah, but it's like at the Hollywood Bowl.
It was literally at the Hollywood Bowl. It was like the official Lion King and anniversary show. And it, yeah, like it, it's a full on production.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because he was all, I don't understand why people are being so mean. Like, she's a child. It's a school play. Just let her do her thing. And then the other guy was like, it was not a school play. But no,
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I feel like Blue Ivy, like, works really hard and is, like, well-mannered.
And, she like, seems very humble.
Yeah. Whereas North is, like, if I ask, like, Kim for something, she'll just give it to me, like, type of thing. Like, I feel like North...
Yeah, I would love to know how she is, like, as a person.
Yeah.
North. Like, what's her personality like? Because...
I feel like it's very Kanye heavy.
It is. Which is, like...
Yeah.
You know.
The sigh speaks for itself.
I just, I don't want North to get, like, to have a paparazzi following her around to be like, what are you going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
The way that they do with Kanye, like, it's just not very nice. And it's just, it sucks. And especially to a child. But, like, that one episode of the Kardashians when she, like, was eating, was it like an
onion?
Oh, my
God, the onion?
Yeah, and she was just biting it.
She seemed like such a brat in that episode.
Or, like, when she told Kim, she was like, what do you even do?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
With her onion breath?
Yeah. Like, there's just, she's done things to Kim where I'm like, oh.
Oh. I mean, Kim always says that God gave her North to, like.
To humble her?
Yeah, to humble her. I'm like,
I wonder how her other kids are. I feel like they never come out.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, back to Beyonce, though.
Yeah. That's my hot take. I just don't see the hype with her music, I think is my main point.
So, the last album of hers that I listened to was the one that Partition's on. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, it's like the black.
It was a black album with like the purple. Mm-hmm. Is it just called Beyonce? No. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
I know. I could see it in my head though.
Me too. I can't remember. But yeah, that was the last album of hers that I listened to. And I thought it was really good. But then after that, I think is when Renaissance came out. And that's when I stopped really caring.
You're like, I'm checking out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a great performer. I think she's extremely talented. She seems like a great human being.
Yeah.
But her songs, I've never been a huge fan of either.
Mm-mm.
But I do think she is talented.
Yeah.
But I can't, I on the opposite side, I can see why people are obsessed with her because of all the other things.
True.
She is a really great performer and she's talented.
Similar like Taylor Swift.
What?
Like why people are obsessed with like
both
of them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you think she's talented, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I just don't like her songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a valid valid hot take, I think.
Yeah. Like, I think someone asked me if I wanted to go to the Beyonce tour last year, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't unless it was, like, $20.
Yeah. I'm like, unless I won for free.
Oh, my God. Speaking of.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Were we talking about that on the episode? No.
No.
I just listened to it. So we were talking last week because she was going, Alexis was going to a Madison Beer concert on like a Thursday in LA.
Mm-hmm.
The last one of her spinning tour. Yeah, it was the last show.
Yeah, the last one.
And then on Tuesday when we were recording, she was like, yeah, because Madison was coming on Wednesday to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, yeah, I try to win a giveaway for free tickets, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know that many of her songs, but like she seems like she puts on a good show. So I would totally go if it were free, but I don't think I would pay.
Yeah.
She calls me Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. She's like, do you want to go with me? I won. I was like, okay. I had a fun time. I only knew like four songs.
Yeah.
Maybe. But
it was like chill though.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah. I literally feel like I never win giveaways. And so I just like open my little DM. And they're like, congrats, babe. You won 2 Madison Beer tickets. And I'm like, okay, I know who to call and ask because we were just talking about it.
I was like, okay. No, yeah. She's very talented.
She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. She sings so well. Her songs are very slow.
Mm-hmm.
A little depressing. I was telling Alexis. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, does she need my therapist phone number? I liked Writer. That one was a really sweet song.
Yeah.
Writer was good. I had a good time.
It was fun. Yeah. I was like, shout out for the giveaway.
Yeah.
Free ticks.
My next one is celebrities should not have podcasts or YouTube channels.
And I agree.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. You've had enough. You take the big screens.
You make enough money.
You make more than enough. Let's have the regular people take over the social media platforms, mm-hmm. like YouTube and
yeah.
podcasts and TikTok mm-hmm. and Instagram. Leave it to the content creators, I think.
Truly.
I will say, did you listen to Pod Crushed?
No.
It's with Penn Badgley.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he had a podcast until Ariana Grande
Same, was honestly.
Going out on it. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. I watched both parts and I really liked it. I liked the vibes of it because he did it. He does not act like a celebrity.
Yeah.
At all. And mm-hmm. He is such a like regular person. And this is what I mean, because this yeah. is the reason why it stands out so much is because other celebrities do not do this for their YouTube or podcast. So I think that's why his is the exception. Mm-hmm. And if others are like this, then it's great. But when he, first of all, they film things on their iPhone with a tripod. I was like, okay, me.
Yeah. You're like, okay, same.
Yeah. And it's just three friends just chit chatting the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And they sound like very intellectual. Like they have like deeper conversations. It's not just like talking about like a project or something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's, you actually get to know him as a person and like his co-host. I don't know who they are, but I'm assuming they're not like huge celebrities.
Yeah.
But there's that. And then when he films his ad, so I was watching it on YouTube, his ad breaks was literally filmed with his MacBook.
Please.
His laptop. You could tell by the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And he is like just such a genuine person that he was like, I genuinely cannot read an ad and like lie about it. He's like, it bothers me. Like I can't do it. So I'm not going to have an ad unless I actually like it. And he was like, and I don't really need to. I was like, okay, slay.
He doesn't need that money.
No. Versus who has a YouTube channel that's famous? Okay, Hailey Bieber. I actually like her YouTube channel.
I do too. I was like,
but this is my point though, is that it's like it's a whole production for them
mm-hmm.
that to me it like ruins what YouTube was like, how it started.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And it just kind of is like the whole what's like who's in my bathroom.
The I fact like that it. It's a set.
What?
Yeah.
That's not her bathroom?
No.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like, it's supposed to be authentic. Like, that's mm-hmm. the point of YouTube, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's like, see, now that just irritated me.
I only know this because a while ago, I followed this girl who works for a production company, and mm-hmm. she went, so, like, basically, Haley's YouTube is, like, under, I think, OBB Media or, like, OBB mm-hmm. Studios. And their production company. And so my friend went to their studios and it's like filming a tour of the bathroom. It's like just a stage.
That's exactly what I mean. Like leave the setups to movies and shows, mm-hmm. you know, like Vogue interviews, you know, things like that. But like to have a channel, that's just like, I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
It just ruins the like authenticity that's supposed to be on social media, I feel like.
Yeah.
I don't know. And like the whole influencer and like content creator thing started for like regular people.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. I just feel like they took advantage of it. The celebrities.
They really did.
And just found it as like ways to make more money. It's like you don't need to put ads like, on your YouTube video,
no,
dude.
Please.
Like I don't need to see another Olay commercial.
No.
For a celebrity's YouTube channel.
So you get your money.
No. I'm like, you make enough.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's so valid, honestly.
Yeah. And then, okay, I'm not going to lie. I haven't listened to it. But you know how my favorite show like ever is This Is Us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm obsessed. Three of the main characters, including Mandy Moore, started a podcast. And I was like, for what?
I didn't know that.
For what?
That's like low-key how I feel about Harper from Wizards.
I was going to talk about that next.
Yeah, like.
What is it called?
Isn't it something with Waverly? Like Wizards or like.
Yeah, something like that. But. Yeah, Harper and then the dad started a podcast talking about the show.
Like,
is it only about the show?
I think so. Or like Disney in general. Or like the girl from Nets Declassified.
Did she start a podcast?
Yeah, I forget what it's called. Oh, what's Harper's real name? Oh, Jennifer Stone.
Christy Carlson Romano started her podcast, which I think is actually really good. Is that her name? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. She started her podcast.
Please. Okay, wait. Sorry, don't interrupt. It's called Wizards of Waverly Pod.
Like, how much of that can you possibly talk about?
Yeah. I'm like, the show's great. I'm literally my favorite show, like, ever.
No, it's a great show.
But
it's like, you got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
But Christy Carlson Romano's podcast, I can't remember what it's called. That one is so good. So insightful. Ooh. And you want to know why? Is because she wasn't a celebrity anymore when she started it. That's what I mean. Like, she wasn't doing acting anymore. She mm-hmm. stopped acting. And now she has a podcast talking about all the, like, horrors, basically, of being a child actor.
Yeah.
During, like, her era. And she has, you know, child stars come and talk about these types of things. And it's like, there's so much that goes into child acting that, like, we didn't know growing up. So it's mm-hmm. like the truth behind, like, so much of our favorite shows and, like, movies from Disney yeah. Channel or, like, Nickelodeon. And she has these people on there. So, like, that worked because she just started doing something just to be able to, like, talk freely about stuff. Versus, like, if Kendall Jenner started a podcast, I'm like, God. I know you're going to be sitting down for, like, 20 minutes out of your day and then get yeah. on your private jet and fly away. And, like, versus this person.
Work. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm just so busy. And it's like, no.
You're like, that's not the point.
No, it's just, it's different. So, like, I think it's okay if it's, like, a past celebrity mm-hmm. who's wasn't in the spotlight and now they're, like, coming forward and talking about yeah. things. But people who are, like, huge celebrities starting YouTube channels doesn't sit right with me. No, or podcasts.
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I got.
What do you think about celebrities starting brands?
I don't want to see another freaking makeup brand, to be honest, or skincare. Mm-mm. It really depends on what it is, but that was actually gonna be one of my hot takes.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever buy,
like, did you know, I forget. Like, I always forget Lady Gaga has a
beauty brand.
Yeah.
What is it called?
House Labs.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went with Jackie to an Ipsy event in New York like 2 years ago. And we got a bunch of free makeup. Some of it was from Becky G's, which I don't even know if it still exists.
Oh.
I forgot what it's called.
It's like blue, right? Uh-huh. Green's blue. Yeah.
I can't remember what it's called. And then Addison Rae's called Item. Beauty, I think it's called.
She had good glosses.
I was gonna say, and then also we had stuff from About Face Beauty, which is Halsey's brand. Those two had the best lip glosses in the world. I don't know if I think About Face still exists. I don't know about Item Beauty.
No,
it doesn't,
because there's so many girlies on TikTok. They're like, Addison, like, bring back the glosses, because they were actually, like, pretty
so
good.
Good.
Yeah, I think she, like, just got rid of the whole line.
I don't think I would pay for it.
No.
It was really good. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the initial being like, oh, I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. The only person I tried that for was Ariana Grande. And to be honest, I haven't bought anything since.
Her line's not my fave.
Love her. I've heard hot takes about that.
Okay.
But she's still, like, going hard at it.
I know. She's funny. I'm like, girl.
Just puts a lot of time and effort into it. So.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not going to be one of those other girls.
I will say her, like, mini eyeshadow palette's pretty good.
Oh, I didn't buy it. I only have her liquid eyeshadow, like a sparkly one. And I have, like, 5 of her lip glosses. And I think that's all I have from her.
I will say I hate her concealer. It's so thick.
Really?
Like, I'm like, girl, what? This looks like cakey.
I remember when the first drop hit. It was very, like, costumey. I just don't like the packaging. Yeah,
it's the packaging.
It's very, like, it reminds me of, like, my childhood of makeup. Like, it just doesn't seem, like, that great.
Like, the clay makeup.
Mm-hmm. Versus Rare Beauty is very sleek. It's also amazing.
I will say, for me personally, I feel like the holy trinity of, like, celebrity brands.
Mm-hmm.
Rare Beauty.
Yeah.
Fenty.
Oh, and Fenty. Rode. Yeah. You're right.
I think they're the most successful out of all the celebrity brands.
Okay. You're right. However, I still have not and probably never will buy anything from Rode. Not even the lip plumper. Unless it was in stores. But I don't think it is. Is it?
No.
No. Mm-mm. If it was in stores, I would probably buy one of the lip glosses.
Yeah.
But I would never buy skincare from a celebrity because I have very sensitive skin to start.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I'm like, you pay to look the way that you look. I know you're not just using this. So it's like, I don't trust
you. That's how I feel about Kylie's brand.
I've never bought anything from Kylie Cosmetics, nothing, or KKW.
No, I've heard bad things when like KKW like first started.
I did too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing I heard that was good from hers was her contour stick.
That's what I heard too. Mm-hmm. I will say I bought one of her brushes and I still use it till this day.
Oh yeah, her brushes really too, yeah. That they're really soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't try it, but I just don't think I would spend because I'm like, no. You have so much money.
Yeah.
Skims though, killing it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Skims is freaking amazing. But for things like skincare where it's like I have sensitive skin and I'm so careful about what I put on my face. Like, you mm-hmm. know me, I literally only put CeraVe because
yeah,
just the gentle face wash lotion. I use the La Roche-Posay sunscreen and then vitamin C. Like, that's it. Because I'm terrified of using anything else because I break out so easily.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I just don't trust anything.
Mm-hmm. Unless, that's valid.
Yeah. Unless it's coming from a dermatologist. Like, I just, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't trust you. You get facials probably like once a week.
Mm-hmm.
You probably get peels and
Botox.
And yeah. Don't even get me started with like J-Lo.
She's just problematic as a whole right now.
Like when she started. No one,
yeah.
When she started her skincare and she was like, I've never gotten Botox.
I'm like, please.
Girl, please. You're 15. Your eyebrows don't move.
Yeah. I'm like, stop lying.
And I'm like, I'm not going to buy anything from you. I don't trust you. It's like, no, you're rich. You're not using your face wash. You're rich.
Mm-mm.
So, but question, how do you feel about the Lemme bloat and all that stuff that you, or no, you use Lemme chill?
Lemme chill. And I've used Lemme glow.
Okay.
I think that's it.
And?
Lemme chill. I think my anxiety is just too crippling that I feel like I had no effect.
Yeah.
Also, like, I mean, when I took it, I didn't really expect it to stop my ruminating thoughts and like just my constant thoughts about the same thing over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like my anxiety has been so bad lately where I'm like, my stomach hurts so bad and I just can't stop the thinking that like, I doubt these like dumb little gummies are gonna stop it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it supposed to help with anxiety or is it just to help you go to sleep?
It's just to like, oh, I
thought it was just like melatonin.
No, that's her Lemme sleep. This is Lemme chill.
Oh, I didn't even know she had a Lemme sleep. Okay.
Apparently Lemme sleep. I haven't tried that one, but it's been sold out for like a long time.
Is that the one that people were saying it takes you to like another planet?
Yeah.
Okay. I did know about it then. Okay.
Lemme chill. I think it just has like ashwagandha and like lemon balm to like calm you in a sense. And then Lemme glow. I know like gummies are like a hot take, I guess, if they actually work or not. But I swear my nails were breaking like so much. And when I took Lemme glow like consistently, they're strong. And I haven't taken any other collagen or anything.
You know that TikTok guy that has like a master's in marketing or something like that? And
he
debunks always, a lot. Yeah. I can't remember his name.
I think Charlie D'Amelio like is trying to sue him.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
For like defamation or something.
Why do they have a shoe brand? I feel like we could hour. Yes. We could literally spend like this whole episode just debunking celebrities.
Celebrity brands.
Like,
they don't need it.
Yeah, they have their own. I think it's literally called like D'Amelio, like
their show.
D'Amelio Footwear or something.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about that they have their show. So like, don't do that. Which is true.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he was talking about the like Lemme products and. Not to say like what you experienced wasn't true, but he was like going through the ingredients and it was like for the amount for what they were marketing it as. I don't know about which gummy specifically. I don't know if it was like the glow or sleep or chill. I don't know. But from what they were marketing it as and what the ingredients were. So like in case anybody doesn't know, the way that ingredients are listed is listed by how much of it that the product has. So like if it has like six different ingredients, whatever's first in the list, that means it has the most of it. And then if it's at the end, it has the least amount of it. And then for whatever product he was talking about, it was like basically just the gummy ingredients, and then the actual and the, like
supplement or supplement like,
was at the end. He was like, "You're just eating sugar gummies." I was like, honestly, I mean, I'll take a good gummy. I love gummy bears, so.
I think about that sometimes because there's, like, some other gummies I've taken in the past where I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is just, like, sugar.
Yeah. That's why you have to do so much research and, like, also so many people say, like, don't even take supplements unless you're deficient in something. Yeah. I probably need something for my nails, so. My nails are so brittle, so they're all cracked all the time.
Please.
And they don't go they don't grow past my skin at all, so.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, but yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't think I would trust like her weight loss metabolism, like gummies.
She has that?
Yeah. She
That's
has.
That's terrible. As if she doesn't have access to like the best plastic surgeons.
I think it's called Lemmy Burn. It's like metabolism one.
That's gross. Like, actually.
Let me see.
Remember when Kim was like sponsored by that tea?
Oh my God. Skinny. Like. And Kylie too, and Chloe.
None of them should be doing anything like that. Like, they're look at their videos of them working out. It's okay, laughable.
Wait. I think it's just.
I'm saying this, but I also really love that family.
I say this, and I'm gonna go home and watch the Kardashians.
I love the Kardashians.
No, I.
I like praise Kim.
No. If they have 20 more seasons, I'm gonna watch. I'm 24.
Watching them. I love them.
Like, I think I hated them for a while when I worked at E! Because that's all I was doing for work. Yeah. Which is, like, understandable. But once I quit, I was like, I'm back to loving them. Okay, yeah. I think... Oh, because I'm looking on the wrong section. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to toot your horn, if you will. She now has a Lemmy Smooth, which is cellulite support in skin smoothing.
That's not even a thing.
You can't
get rid of cellulite by taking a gummy.
And like, isn't like a part of it genetics? Like,
it's genetics.
Like, you can't like really get rid of it.
And also, if you want to lose weight, all you have to do is eat in a calorie deficit. That's literally mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
You don't, metabolism isn't at play with your weight. Mm-mm. Anybody who sells you that or tells you that is lying.
So she has that.
And she it makes me sad because the people that are falling for this are probably like,
Like,
they want this. They mm-hmm. want to, you know, lose weight. But it's like, yeah. You're lying to them. That's terrible. What a terrible thing to do.
So, she has that. And then she has the Lemmy Burn. And then there's a Lemmy Curb, which is glucose and craving support.
Huh? Like, if you have a sweet tooth?
I know. I'm like, actually, I haven't like,
you know what? What's glucose? I don't know. I think it's sugar, isn't it?
Oh, my God. Okay. Cravings. Yeah. Are not your fault. Research.
Our faces. I wish
shows,
you could see.
Yeah. They can be caused by unsteady blood sugar levels. Lemmy Curb is formulated with Chromax, a bioavailable form of chromium picolate. Probably said that wrong. Clinically studied to support healthy blood sugar levels, reduce your cravings, and support appetite control.
You know what also helps boost and level your blood sugar is eating fruit.
Eating every 2 hours.
Yeah. You know, not starving yourself. Yeah. Eating based off your cravings is great too, you know, in moderation. Ew. That's like, it's giving diet culture in like 2001. What is happening?
Because it says this Chromax thing that's in Lemmy Curb can help support healthy body composition and metabolism in combination with diet and exercise.
That's genetics.
I was going to say, what is this Chromax thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, Google Chromax, please.
Yeah, because now I'm like...
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm like actually disgusted by... What's her name? Courtney.
Okay.
Chloe would never do this.
No, she wouldn't. She's no. queen. That's why I love her. Okay. Not me being like Dr. Google right now.
Ugh, this is gross. Okay, I read the effect of Chromax on insulin translates into healthier sugar levels in the blood, efficient carbohydrate metabolism, reduced calorie intake, and improved muscle maintenance while losing weight. So if you are insulin deficient, so if you have whatever type of diabetes that
isn't
is.
Isn't like type 2 or something?
Yeah. So normal people do not need to take this. Ugh.
I'm kind of shook right now, like reading about this.
Okay, Healthline, which is a trusty source, by the way. Based on current evidence, chromium is not effective at producing meaningful weight loss in overweight or obese individuals. It appears to be even less effective in normal weight individuals, even when combined with exercise. Like, just do a little research before you buy these things. Yeah. That's all I'm asking. Buy whatever you want, but I'm not appreciating this, like, diet culture.
No.
Mm-mm. Like, unless you're deficient in these things, don't. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, I'm, like, kind of shook reading about this right now.
Yeah. Why? What did you find?
I don't know, because now her website says, hold on.
This should be illegal. This is terrible.
Okay, where'd it go? Okay, sorry. There's like surprisingly a lot of information on this page.
That's a lot of big words from when I was reading.
Yeah, I was like, what? Please, okay. Back to, I'm on the Lemmy website. Okay, so Lemmy Curb also features a veggie superfood blend with broccoli, onions, Brussels sprouts, carrots, spinach, tomatoes, and collard greens that have powerful antioxidant properties. Just eat them.
Eat them. That's where you get all the vitamins from, not the powder.
Also, okay, oh, I was trying to find like the...
I'm laughing, but I'm shocked.
What is it? Like how much it says is in the bottle?
Oh, it's like very little.
Oh, I found it. Okay.
Right?
Okay, well, chromium, whatever, is 600 mcg. What is mcg?
Micrograms?
That's what I was thinking, right?
Micrograms? I don't know. I've never heard of that. I'm not sure.
mcg means 1/1000000th of a gram. So
nothing is what I'm hearing.
Like 1/30 of an ounce. Okay. That's the highest, like, ingredient in the capsule. So I'm like, is that even like that much?
How much of it are you supposed to take to even see the results? That's what I would love to know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The fact that we're just debunking this. And then the superfood green blend is like the last one on the label. So it's like nothing.
That's exactly what I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Okay.
Well.
All right. It's enough about Lemmy.
I know.
Lemmy.
We really got
on.
Into this one.
Yeah.
Let me move on.
Yeah. I forgot we were even recording.
we got so into it.
No, we did.
Did you even read your second one?
No.
Okay, go.
Okay.
Oh my God. We got really riled up with that one.
Oh my God. I like need a second. Okay. This one's kind of funny. I don't know. I just like it came to mind. So my second hot take is I think, hear me out, James Charles is funny and has good content.
Oh my gosh. No, I agree.
Okay. I feel like he's had his like ups and downs.
Oh yeah.
Like since he started, but his TikToks, I feel like for the past few months, I don't know if I just rediscover them or if he's being more himself. They're like my guilty pleasure at the end of the night.
I feel that same way with Trisha Paytas.
Oh my God. Yes. We do love Trisha.
Literally same thing. Has had a questionable past.
Yes.
100%. Same as James. But now?
No, I love both.
They're both so self-aware now.
Yeah.
I love how they both make fun of themselves.
No, literally.
Like, that's exactly the way it should be. Instead of being like, guys, I already apologized. Or like blah, I'm, blah, blah, I'm blah. Different. But now they're like, no, I'm like disgusted that I even did that.
Seriously.
And they're like cringing at themselves. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think I love him.
He's killing it. He posted a TikTok the other day that I don't follow him, but his stuff always pops up for me on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking to somebody on a dating app. Did
oh
you
God,
see that
I
one?
See.
What did it say? I remember I was dying. They said something so bizarre.
It was, what was it? I know which one you're talking about.
Let me try to find it because it was so funny.
Also too, I think I was like realizing he was like funny because I don't know. He has like a spam TikTok of like, or a second TikTok, I guess, if you will. And he was literally popping off. He's like, why do I need to pay for valet? Like at Nobu.
Oh my God. No. That video when he was talking about getting towed, he's like, that's my car. Yeah.
He's like, why are they going to go drop it off?
And he was like, what did he say? He's like,
it.
You guys are so greedy. And he was like, don't steal my car.
No,
like, and he's like, then I have to pay you to get my car.
No, see, this is like the TikToks. We're like, he's funny.
He's hilarious. I met him. Did I tell you? In LA when I lived there.
Oh my God, no.
With Jackie. So the mall of like 2017 was Fig at Seventh.
Oh my God. Remember? Please, every time I see it, I just think of you.
Think of you.
The H&M.
I used to work at that H&M and I also lived like a mile away mm-hmm. with Jackie when we lived there. And we used to go to CPK to eat all the time.
We love CPK.
Yeah. And anyway, that was like his peak.
That what? It's, I feel like when he was first doing like all those collabs with Morphe and like just yeah. his YouTube was
It was really that time, growing. Yeah. that era. And we were parking at Fig at Seventh, which is in downtown LA. I don't know if I said that, but we were parking at Fig at Seventh and her boyfriend was driving the car and we're like, stop the car. It's James Charles. And we like got out of the car and we're like, so excuse funny. Me.
You're like, hi.
Yeah. And he was so nice. We took a picture with him and he was like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, oh, we're here to go to Target or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I'm going to CPK. And I was like, we go here all the time too.
Wait, that's so funny. I he love him. He was so him. Sweet.
We have a picture somewhere. But
oh my God. How iconic.
He was really nice. And that was when he was like in his controversial time.
Yeah.
He was like, just hanging out with some like random girl.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay. I found the conversation. He messaged somebody on a dating app and said, want to hang out? And the person said, I could be convinced. And he said, LMAO, what the F?
I remember this.
Wait, I'm waiting for him to unblock it. Okay. The other person said, haha, okay, I'm just more into very femme guys right now. And then he goes, am I not femme enough? That's the first time I've ever heard literally a makeup artist.
And then I don't know if you've been watching like his TikToks, but okay, especially lately he's been reviewing cars because he's looking to buy a new car. And they're like so fun to watch. And people were in the comment section of that video you were talking about and was like, it's the car videos. It's making you straight. And then
that's so funny. It's throwing him off.
Oh my God. Okay. And I remember this one comment. It's probably still there if you like look at it. I think this person said like from mascara to mask.
Oh, I saw
as I in saw. Masculine. I'm I saw screaming.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I love like his vibes now and like the community he has yeah. because it just feels like a group mm-hmm. chat of some no, sort. Literally. And it's just really funny.
Yeah.
Like it's just giggles. It and is. Laughs, you know? It's like funny. It's not serious anymore. No. Oh, same with I was gonna say Jeffrey Dahmer.
Jeffrey Star. I'm Jeffrey.
Jeffrey Star. I like his energy these days too.
Yeah. I feel same like they thing. All like grew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no like drama anymore.
No.
Which by the way, Nikita Dragon has been MIA for years.
I was gonna say, that's actually kinda true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also love Bretman Rock.
Oh my God.
So
he's
much.
So funny.
Ever since he moved to Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's like, let me show you to open up a mango.
Yeah.
And he's like,
with his chickens.
Yeah. And then he posted something the other day. He's like, I need to moisturize my turtles. I was like, please.
Not the turtles.
He's putting like oil on them.
Oh my God. He's so I funny.
Every time his TikToks come on my For You page, like I never skip.
Yeah.
Love how the makeup artist community or like the makeup content creators that was once so toxic and like.
Yeah.
It was messy. And now so everybody's messy. Just rich and living their lives.
No, literally. I'm like, I love that for them.
No, yeah. And Jeffree Star with his little yak farm or something yeah. in Wyoming.
And like, they're all just thriving in their own
I'm
ways.
I'm like, what happened?
Oh my God.
There's just like this huge movement.
No, literally.
And now they're like living their best lives.
That's so funny.
Okay. My last one is, I normally really prefer the movie remakes better than the original. And I think that's very controversial because I feel like this happens all the time when there's a like live action coming out of like an old cartoon movie or something or just like an older movie and they're redoing it. I have never seen one that I don't like.
Yeah.
And that I actually prefer. Mm-hmm. And to my Disney adults out there, specifically live action Disney movies, there is not one I don't prefer over the original cartoon. And so many people are like, nothing beats the original. I'm like, I don't want to watch a cartoon anymore, to be honest.
You're like, we don't have VHS.
No. I mean.
Or I guess you could watch on Disney
I watch Plus. Disney Plus like regularly. Mm-hmm. And they did like remaster a lot of their old movies so that it looks yeah, like good better. Now.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, how are you going to tell me to watch a cartoon remastered versus like 4K? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like CGI film, like that's so much better.
You're like, I'm gonna pick the remake.
I'm gonna pick the remake. And I'm like, I still love the OGs, like the Little mm-hmm. Mermaid. Did you ever see the new one?
No.
So good. But I still love like the OG.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you're not going to tell me this one wasn't a million times better. Like,
you're like, please.
Please. You're lying. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know of any non-Disney ones.
About it. The Beauty and the Beast live action. That's like one of my faves. I love that one.
I love that one too. Mm-hmm. That one's good. I can't think of any like non-Disney ones.
That are like remakes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Lion King. Oh, this is a hot take. Because people are like diehard Lion King fans. Mm-hmm. I feel like. I don't know if this audience is, but I feel like The Lion King is a lot of people's like childhood movie. This is funny. If you're a Disney person, this is going to sound stupid. I've never seen it. And I only watched the live action. I was like, this is a great movie.
You're like, this is amazing.
I'm like, you should watch the live action. My God. I have never seen the cartoon and I probably will never.
It's like.
For what?
I think I've watched it like once when I was little.
I'm just not interested. And the Jungle Book too. I have seen the cartoon, but the live action, it just, the cartoon sometimes it feels like, I understand that like the OG Disney movies, like it's cartoons, it's nostalgic, it reminds people of their childhood. That's how I feel about the princess ones. Mm-hmm. But when I watch like the live action version of Disney movies, it doesn't feel nostalgic. It just feels like I'm watching a movie because it's like, you know, there's no animation. Yeah. It's like it's CGI and it's like if it's like a legit film versus like the cartoons and the drawings from back then. And like the music is different, you know, like this is a whole film.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
So it doesn't feel like I'm watching a Disney movie. It just feels like I'm watching a movie. Oh, the live action Mulan is like genuinely one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love it. And like people hated it because the little dragon, Mufasa.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't in there and like some other things, but I'm like, loved that movie so much. I'm like, take the Disney out of it and just watch it as a movie. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
really good movies. So I don't know.
I agree.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was like also trying to think of like movie remakes that aren't Disney, but I can't think of any.
I know there's that, not Top Golf, Top Gun. I've never seen any of them, but
I haven't seen. No.
I did hear people being like, you can't beat the original. But I'm like, you're lying.
You're like,
kay. How is a movie from the 80s better than one from now? Like, technology's so much better now. Like, you're lying. No,
exactly.
I don't know. Yeah.
I can't think
of any either.
Right? I low-key want to like look.
Yeah, look some up. Tell me.
I'm going to say movie remakes that aren't Disney.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ocean's 11. I mean, there's all the other ones. I really liked Ocean's 11. Oh,
I love that movie.
What else? Oh, The Karate Kid.
Oh.
I preferred the one with Jaden Smith.
Me too. I like that one.
Me too.
Oh, West Side Story.
I've never seen either of them.
I've only seen the remake.
Okay.
You
know what needs to be done? Fast and the Furious movies.
Ooh.
They're like on their 10th one.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Wonka, I guess. I didn't watch Wonka, but.
Me neither, because it was a musical.
Yeah.
Mean Girls, I didn't watch the musical.
I guess that's my hot take.
What?
Some movies should not be musicals if they're being remade. I don't see the point.
I don't either. It was a Broadway musical, which is fine, but like to make a movie out of it seems a little.
Yeah.
A little much.
I think that's why I don't watch it. Because I was like, why am I going to sit through a musical?
Yeah.
I can't do it.
I'm not a big musical girl either.
No.
I will be watching Wicked.
No. We will be going on opening day.
Oh, The Parent Trap.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen both. I don't remember much of the first one. But, like, can't tell me the second one's a bad movie. It's, like, one of the best movies ever.
No, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I made my point.
The case closed.
Case closed.
Okay. My last hot take is, I feel like you'll definitely agree with me on this. Because I feel like we've talked about it. A woman's purpose on this earth is to not just have a child.
I don't know where this is going.
I was like, why are you laughing?
It's because it reminded me of that guy's speech.
The football player.
The way you started, I was like, what are you gonna say?
Oh my God, I would never. The complete opposite, actually.
No, I know.
Harrison like, Butler, Bucker, whatever.
Whatever. The Chiefs player guy. Irrelevant. The kicker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm
with you. You know me.
I just, motherhood is great if that's your choice.
Yeah.
But.
Emphasis on choice.
I don't think it's just our purpose to repurpose.
Reproduce.
Oh, yeah. Reproduce.
Repurpose.
I was like, wait, you give it a pain. I just like, some people don't want to have kids and that's fine.
I will say, I don't feel like it's as controversial anymore.
Yeah, I feel like because we're like woke.
Yeah, we're not judging other people
we're
as
not
much.
Like boomers.
No, yeah, mm-hmm. as older generations were like,
yeah,
very judgmental. I'm always on the fence about whether or not I want to have kids. I'm 25 and I'm still just like more on the no side.
Mm-hmm.
More so because I'm terrified of being pregnant than
I
anything.
Feel like,
but
I don't know. I think. I mean, granted, like, I'm not even close to that, but I'm already, like, leaning towards, like, if I were to have a kid, like, adoption or...
Me too.
If I marry rich, surrogacy?
I would love a surrogate.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about it, but it's, like, $100,000.
Yeah.
So I'm like, for a child?
You're like, ooh.
I'm like, I don't even know if I want one that bad.
Yeah.
And then to adopt, I think it's like 10 to 30 grand, depending.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, again, for a child? That's crazy.
You really got to sit and think.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And then you're going to spend, unless you're rich, years paying that off.
Mm-hmm.
And then True. You, which I don't think is the smartest thing. This might be getting a little too steamy of a hot take, but I don't think it's the smartest financial decision. I married a finance man, so I think this way. But
mm-hmm.
If you don't have the money to pay that off, maybe don't have a kid yet because
yeah.
we're like me and him are both very much like we want our kid to not have to worry about money.
Mm-hmm.
Not where they're like rich and bratty, but yeah. in the sense where it's like I'm still paying off my student loans
mm-hmm.
or like people who are in their like 40s, 50s and they're still paying it off. Like I
yeah.
do not want to put my kid through that. And I want to be able to just be like, you know, you have money for school
mm-hmm.
and if they choose not to go to school, like we'll figure out something else to do with their money, but I'm not just going to yeah. give it to them either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that is so important to me that I'm like, if I was paying off that money for years, like to pay for the adoption or
yeah.
What was the other one? Surrogacy. If I didn't have the money right away and I was taking years to pay that off, they're not going to have any money for themselves when they're adults, like,
yeah.
or when they're ready to go to college mm-hmm. or, you know, when they need a car because True. I'm still going to be paying that off.
Yeah.
So it's like, unless you're paying it off like ASAP,
like in a year or something,
it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
That's how I see it.
I didn't think about it that way, but that's actually a really good point.
I want to be able to like give them a car, like not where they're just like, I'm 16, where's my car? Like, mm-hmm. no, I want them to have a good head on their shoulders and not be spoiled or bratty.
Yeah.
But I also don't want them to have to buy this like really dangerous and like crappy car just because it was all that they could afford.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
No, that makes sense.
Like I would love to buy them like a Honda Civic
mm-hmm.
the way my dad bought me a Honda Civic. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So that's my take on that.
I agree with all of that, actually.
I had a family member tell me, because I was like, oh, I'm terrified of being pregnant. And she goes, I will never live this down, because she said it to me multiple times. It's something every woman has to experience. And I was like,
ew.
If I physically could not, like if my body wouldn't
what if you
keep
really,
a pregnancy?
Like, yeah.
What if I wasn't able to? That mm-hmm. is a terrible and disgusting thing to say to somebody, and she doesn't know.
Yeah,
it's like, how do you know what I'm going through? What if I'm married, I could very much be wanting to have a baby right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you say that to me?
What the heck?
That's a very rude thing to say to
yeah.
somebody. So it's like, no. Yes, she's older.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but just don't say things like that to people.
No.
Oh, don't even get me started either. So we say things. Ugh, it's because we're coming up on our 1 year of marriage. So people have been asking us about kids lately. I'm like, ugh, mind your business. First of all, don't ever ask anybody that question because it's
yeah.
none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting it a lot. And we say, if if we ever come to the conclusion that we do want kids, we're only having one.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any interest in having more than one.
Yeah.
We're like very calm and quiet. We like our peace.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're pretty frugal people. So it's like, yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is.
And like I said, I want to be able to give my child a good life. So I'd rather just give the one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very close with my brother and he's married, yeah, and like they're planning on having more than one kid. So it's like, they'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have cousins and like all that. It's fine. Yeah. I'm not worried about that at all. You don't want to know how many people have said, you can't leave them alone. They need a sibling. Alone. Carlos is was an only child for first like 15 years of his life, I mm-hmm. think. He was an only child.
Yeah.
He's fine. You're fine.
Yes.
Oh, also, one of the people that has said that to me, they only have one child.
Bye. Like, please.
Please.
I cannot.
Like, huh? My body, if I only want to put myself through pregnancy once,
yeah,
mind your business.
Mm-hmm.
And also, some people have very traumatic pregnancies. Leave them alone.
Why would you want to go through that again?
Or those people that, like, when you have one baby and they're like, when's the next one? Ah!
You're like, calm down. I just had this one.
Like, let that poor girl recover.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Mm-mm.
People need to stop making comments about other people's...
No.
Kid just choices. Bodies
in general. Yeah.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Like, don't talk to people about that. No. Stuff. If it's like a friendly, harmless conversation, like, oh, do you want kids?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But when you're judging and being like, why not? Why aren't you doing this?
Like a silent judger too. Dead.
Like, mm-hmm, conversation's over. Yeah. Goodbye. We're done.
Literally.
I'm with you.
Well, that ends my hot takes.
I feel like I kind of took over that one. Only because people have been asking so much lately. And I'm like, just because we're married does not mean our only goal is to have kids. So it's been frustrating. No, I just went on a rant about it. Literally, we saw, because it was Father's Day, so we were like with family this weekend, and so these things kept coming up, and I was like, oh my god,
you're like, just stop talking,
leave me alone. Mm-hmm. I'm 25.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just got a dog last year. Yeah. I just got married, like, give me a break.
No, literally, it's like, can you breathe?
Apparently not. Apparently,
I know, I was gonna say,
my only purpose is to have child.
Oh god.
So
no.
What do you think about girls changing their last name or not changing their last name?
I support both.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you?
I would.
Nice. I don't know.
Or I would like hyphen it. Depending on the last name. Depending.
Like, if it's a good one.
Yeah, like if it's a good one, I'll hyphen it. I don't know. I think it depends on the name.
It doesn't change anything for you though?
No.
I feel like I want to change my last name because it's like, oh my god, like, it's us now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no other countries do this. Mexico doesn't do it. Canada doesn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of places in Europe don't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I mean, like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Other than what I just said. But also, it's like, I feel like I'm giving up, like... Like, I've been my name my entire life.
Yeah.
And it's like, now that I'm married, I'm just like giving that up. Like, it just feels mm-hmm. like, feels like I'm like losing part of myself.
I feel like that's how I would feel too, because
it's
I
like
think,
hard. It's
I
emotional.
Think like, part of me avoids dating because I'm like, I've been independent.
I guess, yeah. Similar.
Because, like, you know, my other half of like why I don't date, but I feel like that other half is like, I've just been on my own. I literally told my therapist, I was like, I don't want a man interrupting my routine.
Oh, I've heard that before too from other people I know.
She's like, well, you have to learn to like work it in. I'm like, no,
it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. I'm like,
it's
no.
A whole lot of compromising. If you're not ready, you're just not.
That's why I'm like,
I feel like that's valid.
I'm good. I'm like,
no, you're, I like, I like my routine,
messing it up, you know.
I feel like that's valid.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. It's a whole lot of compromise over here all the time.
Yeah, that's
which I'm fine with, because like I found my person, but mm-hmm. it is, I also have been with him since for like 10 years. So
yeah, so like that makes sense.
Yeah, it's different.
But me, but I understand. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, now I get it. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have been talking for quite some time.
How long?
Over an hour.
Every time we're like 30 minutes,
we're gonna record 30 minute episodes.
It's It's impossible.
Okay. Fails.
All right. Well, if you like this episode or any of our other ones, give us a rating, please. And follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Beyond the Filter Pod. And we will see you in 1 week. Talk to you later. Bye.